Backseat Producers, episode number 250, Timer.
So here's the deal. So Dracula 3000 is on Netflix instant streaming right now. Now, if you cast your mind back 10 years, Dracula 2000 came out and starred Gerard Butler as Dracula. And that was a good goddamn movie. Spoiler, Dracula was Judas.
That was a good movie.
That was a clever twist. And then like they seed throughout there, like he's walking through Mardi Gras and somebody drops like a handful of coins and like it's all silver. And then, like, he looks at it, and he, like, hisses at it, and you know what the hell's going on? You think it's just, like, them showing part of the party? That was clever. That was a clever movie. Dracula 3000 is not that. Okay, so they're in deep space, and they go to salvage this derelict ship that disappeared 50 years ago. It's the Demeter. Come on. All right? So after this ball-numbing exposition at the beginning where they introduce everybody on the crew, they have this, interspersed through the movie, they have these, like, captain's log clips from the ship, and it's that German guy who's been in everything. His name's, like, Ood something. I'll just look it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that guy, so clearly they spent all of their budget on this guy, right? So the rest of the movie is just so bad. So here is what the real problem with this movie is. What the f-
Coolio and Erica Eleniak are in that.
Who is Erica Eleniak? You say that like you know her.
Yeah.
Udo Kier. You know Udo Kier. Everybody knows Udo
Kier. Oh, yeah.
That guy, right? Okay. So the captain of this ship is something Van Helsing, all right? So they start drawing all these ties to the book, and they're like, oh, Van Helsing. Midway through the movie, Coolio is this drugged out dude, and then he gets bit by a vampire. All right. Then he turns into a vampire.
And his name is 187.
Jesus. That's his IQ. But now he smokes so many drugs that you don't know what's going on. Anyway, so he gets bit, goes crazy, does whatever. And then, like, they start this exposition about how Dracula comes from a planet of vampires that the Van Helsings hunted out. And so the captain's like, oh, I didn't know my ancestors did all that. And so you're like, okay, so this is at least going to go somewhere where he's going to kill this guy in the end. Nope. Midway through the movie, he's turned into a vampire. Never see him again. Okay. Don't know where this is going now. So there's this huge black guy who's not Coolio, who played the president in The Fifth Element. The guy with a crazy eye.
Tiny Lister.
Yeah, that guy. So he makes reasonable decisions for the entirety of the movie, and so I kind of feel like he was the main character, although he's not actually the main character, but he was the only one I wanted to live, okay? So at the end of the movie, like, him and that blonde chick are sitting in some room. I'm going to spoil
that blonde chick. The blonde chick is Erica Eleniak, by the way.
Okay, so her. So she is some undercover robot that's investigating them for, like, smuggling or some shit. And that's why Dracula won't drink her blood, but then told her his life story so she could tell everybody else. Okay, so there's this chase down a hall, and then Dracula, like, shoves his arm in the door, and then the big black guy closes the door on the guy's arm. Like, Dracula's arm is, like, twitching and stuff inside the room. Okay, so they're in this enclosed space. So their plan is, okay, we're going to find the nearest sun and then open all the windows to the ship. 13 hours, let's just hang tight, and then 13 hours this will be over. Okay. So at this point, I'm like, all right, so now what I expect to happen is we're going to wait 13 hours, and then there's going to be like an action sequence, And then they're both probably going to die, but then Dracula's also going to die. Okay. Nope. It starts to take a wrong turn when they begin talking, and whatever that chick's name is like, before I was an undercover investigation robot, I was a sex bot. So we might as well bang. And he's like, I could never afford it before, so let's get down to business. And I'm like, wait, what? So then...
it turns into Cherry 3000.
Then the final video from the captain plays, and he's like, I have to do my duty to protect Earth. The ship blows up! There's no resolution! They had a plan! There's nothing... He literally picks her up, carries her off screen, you get the last video from the captain, and then the ship blows up.
That's pretty final, but...
what?!
Sounds like they ran out of budget right about that point.
They spent too much on Udo Kier.
Well, then they realized they didn't. They couldn't afford the ending.
God, I was so incensed. Although, I was really upset. But on the other hand, they got me. It did not finish out the formula. So I guess kudos for breaking the mold, but not kudos for doing it in a really bad way.
Daryl Root. Rooted. Was the director.
Yeah, I hope that guy does not get work again.
I'm trying to see what...
It could have been the studio's call.
Conversely, I saw Cloud Atlas on Saturday, and it was incredible.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yes. All of the thematic things that they were trying to bridge to the original Dracula work in Dracula 3000, they actually managed to pull off well in Cloud Atlas. Like, so it's... You know anything about it?
A little bit.
All right, so it's told in... Like, we're all connected. Like the people are living their lives, like, in rebirths in different time periods. So they're all told in, like, these vignette, quasi-interconnected stories, mm-hmm. but not really connected. So there were, I think there are 5 storylines. 3 of the 5 storylines were so good. Like, I would watch probably a 2-hour movie of each of those storylines by themselves, independent of all this other... We're all connected shit, but they were so good. And so each one of the actors plays multiple people across genders in each one of these timelines. Like, Tom Hanks is a good goddamn actor.
Yeah.
He plays like 8 characters in this movie, and all of them are fantastic.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. So Cloud Atlas, highly recommend if you can find it. I think we saw it like the $5 movie show because it was like almost out of theaters.
Yeah, it might be. I might have to wait until it comes back to the $3 theater.
It's like 3 hours long, though. It feels it too. This is a slow move. It's cool because there's like future post-apocalyptic stuff, but then there's also really slow Victorian stuff. Although the Victorian story was probably the best one. Highly recommend that.
Okay,
it's got Slugworth in it. That's probably. Best storyline, though.
I was looking to see if they had a running time yet on the new Hobbit movie. Comes out in a couple weeks.
Yeah, 45 minutes. Because they have to cram into 3 movies.
I don't think it's...
only 2.
No, they're doing 3.
3 of them.
Yup.
Damn.
Give me your money.
This one, the Unexpected Journey, Desolation of Smog, and War of the 5 Armies.
Mm. No.
They aren't doing Scouring of the Shire? Jeez.
That was Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. That was an epilogue, actually.
Well, but it was Lord of the Rings. It was an epilogue after Lord of the Rings.
Mm.
I have a feeling this one's going to end with him getting the ring from Gollum. Or maybe on a cliffhanger in... the cave with Gollum, because they're showing Gollum too much for them not to at least get there in this movie.
Well, that was kind of like the middle of the book.
Here's what I don't understand. The Hobbit is not that long.
I know. How do you stretch 3 movies out of this?
There's going to be a ton of dwarf singing.
There's going to be a lot of... I think they're actually going to sing all the songs.
No!
And they went back to the Silmarillion to fill in some of the backstory.
Ah, come on.
So I bet we're going to get like the whole dwarven backstory.
I want a dwarven backstory. You know what I want? I want a journey with some dwarves to a mountain where they find a ring. That's all I want.
Well, that's going to be the first movie.
Mm-hmm. The full first movie?
That's all the first movie. That's only the first
Half of the book.
Yeah.
I haven't read this book.
They get the forever. By the time
they get the ring, then they go to Smaug. Because
well, they have to go through. Well, okay, the thing is, they get through the Mirkwood. They ride through Mirkwood. Then they deal with the goblins and
the trolls.
You know, the trolls. They find the ring. They run to get the escape. The Giltil. The did they meet Elrond then?
Or they not? Met Elrond before that.
Yeah. Okay. Then they escape and they go to Barrelhaven and then they get to the dragon. And then you have Smaug. Then you have the Battle of the Five Armies and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they compress that into one novel, and then I can't believe that they're going to build this out into three separate movies. Two, maybe.
Peter Jackson just wants my money, wants to give the middle finger to all those people who want to pay royalties. Because that's what he does.
He'll get my money.
Yeah, he's going to get my... He might not get my money.
We're all Peter Jackson's bitches, we know it.
Peter Jackson. The only thing he's doing is he's just doing the book's justice. I mean,
God forbid.
Yeah, it's really sad that that's above average, right?
What's funny is that everybody's complaining about the fact that he's pulling this all out into three movies. And when everybody normally universally agrees that you can't do a book and a movie in a single movie.
Well, not one as deep as that one.
The Hobbit's not that deep. The Hobbit is a kid's bedtime story. Mm. It is a series of bedtime stories. Every chapter has a beginning, middle, and end. Every chapter clearly has an end. You can read it a chapter a night. It only takes... Because I've done it.
It's a kid's book because it passes the girl with the dragon tattoo test. How many rapes were there?
Zero.
It's a kid's book.
Yeah, I remember when Casey did it on the book at bedtime.
Yeah.
With Radio book Rick. As, with damn, Radio book Rick it. As a narrator. It's,
God, I got so that many was, pieces.
And it was work of genius.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I love pizza. I saw another movie this week, but I can't remember what it is. But I wanted to talk about it because it was good or bad.
Life of Pi?
Did you see it on Netflix?
I want to see that. Yes.
You can look through your recently viewed movies.
While Melina was gone, I watched The Sexual Chronicles of a French Family.
That sounds That's a movie? Weird.
Yeah.
That's the title of it?
Yes. I thought it was going to be French porn. It was like a weird, independent, foreign drama with wieners.
You want a weird, independent, foreign drama? Check out Alexandria's Project.
No, I'm not doing that.
That movie's weird.
Taku, I don't know. Oh, no, I don't know what it is. It's none of my recent stuff. All this of my recent stuff is Futurama, of which I almost have finished all of it.
From beginning to
end. I've never watched a single episode.
Really?
Mm. Ah, there he is.
On average, they are better than The Simpsons, but not as funny as Family Guy. But they are so laden with puns... That is difficult to get past.
Just PSA. There's a light natural gas smell out in your
street. I smelled it too, yeah.
Okay. Just want to let you know.
Yeah, I smelled it coming home tonight.
Light no matches.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know what that is.
How you doing?
Somebody's house is going to explode.
Yeah, you're trying to destroy me after I win the Powerball.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
29 minutes. Yeah. The countdown has begun.
I haven't been available.
You're available now. So
I am. My voice is back.
Don't forget those DVDs.
Golden rods.
So
don't forget the DVDs.
Yeah. Next week we're doing Fooly Cooly.
Okay.
Which is a you guys can explain short it. It's that series. It's short. It's only six episodes. Mm-hmm. It's only six episodes.
What? Spoiler, that chick doesn't get naked.
Oh, okay.
She does everything else though.
All right.
It's only six episodes and it's on Netflix, but I know you don't have Netflix, so I made him bring them out.
Cool.
Be forewarned, do not drink milk and watch this.
Oh.
It'll go out your nose.
All right.
I wouldn't drink it before you watch it. Just because it's weird.
Because it's weird?
It's weird.
All right, sweet.
So we've had 15 minutes of movie time with Adam.
Dracula 3000. You're welcome. That exists.
I think I've heard that actually.
That is a thing. And Coolio's in it.
Wasn't there another rapper in a Dracula film? Wasn't Snoop sure Dogg in a Dracula film?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, he was in a... Ooh, it's a little bitch.
Can't remember. So even though, have you seen the new Aaron Rodgers look?
Yeah.
I assume that Adam sent a fan letter and got him to grow out a 70s handlebar porn mustache.
No, I did not. I'm not aware of that.
I'm really going to be honest with you. That's why they lost that game.
Because of the mustache.
No, here's what happened. On Thursday, the Jets played the most embarrassing game of football I've ever seen a football team play in my life. Tony, Patriots scored a touchdown, okay? Kicked the ball off to the Jets. On the return, the Jets fumble the ball, the Patriots recover it, run it in for a touchdown. They kick the ball off to the Jets. The Jets recover it, they don't fumble it on the return. First play, Mark Sanchez has it, runs into the guy in front of him, fumbles the ball, the Patriots pick it up and return it for a touchdown. Three touchdowns in 52 seconds.
Wow.
I picked up Aaron Hernandez after Gronkowski got his arm broken because I'm like,
that really affected my team badly.
Yeah.
Because Gronkowski's like,
yeah, because he's a monster.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, Aaron Hernandez is just going to step into the shoes. Hernandez is the only guy on the team who didn't score over 20 points.
The right move was to pick up Julian Edelman.
The right move was to pick up the Patriots defense.
Yeah, true. Because they scored the most points.
That one about scored my quarterback for the week. How does that work?
I just wanted to bring up to the point that, you know, people are now doing in the NFL what Adam asked them to do, which is namely
Porn stash. Well, it is November.
Right.
It is Movember. Julie found a picture on Pinterest of this guy that he had a mustache that started and went down and curled around his nipples.
That's wrong.
He shaved his chest hair to make it look like the mustache went curled around.
That is wrong.
That's just
so
and it's just all chest hair. And I was like, I'm going to do that next year at Sausage Fest.
That's never been more right.
$5,000 in donations, and I'm doing that next year at Sausage Fest.
Then it'll be horror fest.
$5,000 in donations, and
that's pretty awesome.
Wow.
It'll be horror fest.
For just $5,000?
I am pricing myself out of that market. Nobody wants to see that.
They would.
That horse head was kind of epic. Sam with the horse head and his pierced nipples.
Bones. That's the movie we're thinking of.
Bones?
Where Snoop Dogg is a vampire.
Okay.
It was after he did the masterpiece, Pootie Tang.
A classic of our times.
Yeah. Just so you guys remember where our roots are.
This is weird. It has me that I'm hanging out and I'm not.
Maybe you are.
That.
It was also after he did Hot Boys and The Wrecking Crew.
All these Oscar-nominated films.
Urban Menace. And I Got the Hookup. Oh, Half Baked. Remember that?
All on the AFI 100, no doubt.
All right, are we ready to rock this off?
Start the clock on this one.
Tony, I've been going for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, we've been recording for 19 minutes at this point. I'm just going to leave this all on. Hey, this is Tony.
And this is Daryl.
This is Tony.
This is David.
We're the Backseat Producers.
Tony, what are we talking about next week?
Next time.
FLCL.
Better known as Fooly Cooly.
Furry Curry.
Don't be racist.
No, that's what it was called.
No.
Yes.
I know it is.
It's terrible. I was looking it up because I was just kind of curious looking stuff up about it. I was like, oh, that's pretty bad.
Are you watching it on Netflix?
I'm going to. I haven't
started
yet. Are
you going to watch it in English or are you going to watch it in Japanese?
Probably in English.
Yeah, I recommend English.
Because I don't like to read movies.
No, subtitles suck. Anime purists will tell you that subtitles is the only way to watch it.
That's
those people are wrong.
Sometimes they're wrong.
Most of the time, they're wrong.
Most
of the
time. It's actually the one medium where you don't have to worry about the bad lip syncing over
that's
the,
right.
You mm-hmm. know.
Actually, you kind of do because they
because
the words.
They do a lot of work to try and get the
mouth
the dialogue
to match the mouth
match the.
But in anime, it's easier than in like. Live action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's because when they animate it, they kind of keep that in mind and always keep the face and mouth.
Yeah, there was like
angled in such a way that the dialogue does not impact it.
Except like the old Speed Racer cartoons. I watched a documentary little piece about it that was included on one of the DVD sets, and they're like. Yeah, the reason why all these people had really long names is because to say short things in Japanese, it takes a lot of syllables.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why there was a character that's his name was literally Inspector Detector, because that just added more syllables every time they had to say his name.
Yeah, but it's still principally a visual medium. You don't waste your time reading.
Right.
And not watching.
It can be distracting.
Like, you're not going to see all the panties if you're not, if you're reading.
Right.
Like, otherwise, why are we even bothering?
And to the analog to video games, because I was listening to Way the Game this past week. And
I thought those guys died.
They're still doing it.
Whoa.
Yeah. They were bitching about QuickTime events. In
games. Do hate QuickTime
events. They are terrible. Well, and the idea for a QuickTime event is that it's supposed to be cinematic, and you're supposed to watch the action. You just have to hit a couple buttons and watch the action take place. Except you're so focused on which button to push at, or which arrow to push and at which time that it's like, I'm not paying attention to what's going on. I just want to make sure I get those buttons right.
Most of my problem with that is I either want you to give me the story or I want to play the game. Like, I don't want a combination of the two.
Yeah.
And when you put those things in, like, very rarely, like, it usually takes me out of the moment. Like, sometimes you've got a nice tense scene and then they take me out with a stupid animation. Like, oh, come on.
I mean, I like how a game like Mass Effect lets you control the conversations. So you could kind of, you could kind of manipulate those conversations to
Luke
minor effect.
That those are sandbox conversations.
He's wrong.
I know. I tried to explain to him, like, you know, this is just one big decision tree.
It's a huge decision tree.
It's so complex. I'm like, yeah, it's a complex decision
tree. Yeah, it is. It's really complex, but it's all just a decision tree. Every outcome is...
It's so, yeah.
We're talking about doing a mobile app at work, and we're like, yeah, we could come up with 2,000 different combinations. And it's like... Yeah, but we might only come up with 50 maps that those 200 combinations will map to.
Yep. I would actually be interested to see the numbers on that. Because I bet you can come up with 2,000 different outcomes, but then people, like 98% of people will use 5.
Mm-hmm.
Some ridiculously low number. How do you feel about that?
I agree.
Birdo.
All right, so...
Did you know that Birdo is just Snoopy?
What?
Birdo is... No, not Snoopy. Brian. That Brian from Family Guy is just Birdo with a black nose.
I don't know who you're talking about. What you're talking
Birdo
about.
From Mario. You ever played Mario 2?
No.
What?
Birdo. That's like one of the bosses.
Yeah, they shoot the eggs out of that snout.
Yeah, it's like the second world.
Mm.
Right, Tony, I can't help you.
All right, let's move on.
Fooly Cooly next week.
Fooly Cooly next week. We haven't figured out the order, but at some point we're going to do...
Looper
and Good Fellas.
And Good what?
Fellas.
I didn't bring that up.
Yeah, I think we should do Fooly Cooly, then Goodfellas, then Looper, because if any of us haven't had a chance to see it, it should be getting close to the DVD release date.
What is the timing for, like, are there any episodes before Christmas?
We are currently recording as much as we can on Wednesdays until holidays and illness and whatever take people out.
Before you get all of us sick.
Yeah.
Well, I just got over this. Well, I was gone for 2 weeks. My voice was gone.
Yeah, so we're releasing every 2 weeks, though. So we may build up a couple episodes in a backlog.
Okay.
And then, you know, Christmas time, if it...
Your cup bothers me. I don't like it.
It's Anakin looking at you.
Oh,
so,
we should just run one of the Plinkett reviews as an episode 1 week. I'm sure there's no
legal... There can't be any legal problem.
Here's what we'll do. Beforehand, we'll just post something on our Facebook wall protecting our copyright and then move on with it.
What we should do is we should play the audio from that why you're bad at Facebook law video.
Yeah,
that was college humor.
Oh,
that was actually pretty good.
Man, so Meg posted a thing about how they were talking about game design last night, so I started listening. So the dude who was talking, like, was using copyright and trademark interchangeably, and I'm like, I gotta move out of this conversation.
Hmm. Yeah, that's not good.
Then they moved into business formation. I was like, I didn't think it could get worse, but no. So I'm like, I gotta quit. I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I like how these people have done it once and they think they're experts at it and they don't know any of the terminology.
Mm.
They filled out all the requisite paperwork. So they are now experts at setting up a business, even though they did it wrong.
Yeah. I'm fairly certain I did mine wrong. And if I knew now, if I had the MBA that I've got now, then I would have done things differently. But guess what? Doesn't matter. Who cares?
Yep.
State doesn't care because I pay my taxes.
All right. So this week we are talking about Timer. What do you think?
I didn't have a chance to see it.
Of course not.
I kind of feel like your wife would like this movie a lot more than you anyway.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Daryl, what do you think?
I wanted to like this movie quite a bit.
Well, it hated you.
I know. It didn't really hate me. It's more like it was just there was no mutual self-respect between us. I mean, it gave me its all, but I just could not return its love.
Their timers didn't sync up.
That's right.
Did it look at you with disdain in its eyes while it pleasured itself?
No, I didn't. Not with disdain, with disgust.
And then when it was done, it tossed a crumpled 20 out the door.
You have lived a fractured life.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't really hate it.
Did the movies not come out of the screen and talk
I don't
to
really
you?
Hate this movie. It was actually fairly decent, but the pacing just didn't work for me. It was just too slow. I tried to dig the humor in it, and I can understand what they were going for, but it just did not work for me.
Are you telling me that I have lowbrow sense of humor because I like dick jokes?
Yeah.
All right, I'm cool with that.
Well, that's so we're all on the same page.
I think we're all already on the same page. Just want to toss it out there. Tony, what'd you think?
I thought it was okay. It was
all right.
It was no. It was. It's something I want to see. Kind of want to watch again because it was a little slow. And I don't know. I felt like it could have been. I almost feel like this could have been an hour long, like lighthearted Twilight.
Lifetime movie.
Lighthearted Twilight episode. Ooh, Twilight Zone episode.
I could deal with that.
They could have made it a little darker. Yeah, that you could slice out a little bit of the stuff in the middle, and you could have made it a little bit darker. Because then you could have done a few things just to tweak it and make it a little bit darker, and it would have made a really decent Twilight Zone episode. It was a little bit long at 99 minutes.
And they could have cut another 15 minutes out of this and really tightened up the base.
Which it really felt like an indie movie.
Very indie.
It was an indie movie.
Yeah. I think so. I didn't.
But
check
it wears
the budget
its
or anything.
Indie flag very proudly.
Yeah, but I mean, indie movies can you can get away with having a you know an 85-minute indie movie, and I think it could have benefited from being cut down to about 85 minutes and just tighten the whole thing up a little bit because they kind of revisited ideas that they wanted to talk about over and over. It's like yeah, we get the point. You know, so what was your?
I like this movie for a couple of reasons. One, I just like the idea of the plot. The plot was good. It was clever because a lot of plots don't do this kind of thing. Two, I appreciate the fact that they center the plot around a single technological advance, keep the world consistent around it, but don't really draw attention to the fact that they're keeping it consistent around it. Mm-hmm. So.
Right.
And so the premise of this movie, since you haven't seen it.
Oh, it's okay. I caught it up on IMDb. So okay. We're good.
All right. So, and what I mean by that is, like, her parents got divorced when they both got their timers because they realized that they weren't with their soulmate.
Right.
And, like, so there's no divorce anymore. Nobody gets divorced. And everybody who was married got divorced and their soulmate. And then, like, that was the end of it. And then everybody's much happier. So, I like that, but they don't really talk about that. They're like, yeah, we got divorced because...
Well, they were having problems to begin with. This just confirmed. Right. He said it just confirmed what they already both knew.
Yeah. But, I mean, they still mention that nobody gets divorced anymore.
Like, yeah.
That just doesn't happen.
Yeah, but there was one nice scene there where kind of it sort of explains some of the awkwardness of it when her younger brother gets his timer and it immediately almost goes off.
Right.
And then the person that he synchronizes with is the gardener's daughter. I mean, on the surface, these are two people who in any other life would have never synced up.
Right. And that's what
But it also points to the fact his timer went off when he's 16. I mean, he's not. It's
but
to
all
him,
it
feels really, to him, it feels really clumsy because, hey, I haven't even had a chance to do any dating and already I'm in an arranged marriage.
Yeah. So I dug that, like, philosophically, I dug because they set you up when you watch the movie. Like, you're set up as the skeptic just out of the box. I mean, right. Your natural inclination is, okay, so this whole thing is bullshit. Mm-hmm. But then...
They do that commercial. Mm-hmm. That commercial / newscast.
Yeah.
Expo dump. I mean, it's a huge exposition dump in like 3 minutes while they're doing the opening credits.
Yeah.
Which, you know what?
It worked.
It was fine.
I was fine.
For this movie was not about the science. It was not about the technology.
It's about the fallout.
I actually kind of dug that too, because I don't really want to know. I don't need,
they told us enough.
Who is the story,
like,
if I know?
They told us enough. It's like, look, what we're doing is we're figuring out basically at what point in the person's body. The hand wavy thing was, we're figuring out at what point a person can accept this as truth. And then we match someone very close to them, and we get them to meet each other.
Right. So my natural inclination as the viewer, okay, so this is bullshit. So the entire movie, I'm sitting here trying to disprove it and looking for them to prove to me that this doesn't work.
And then all of a sudden, you're involved in the story.
Yeah, only that's not what the movie is about at all. And so I'm looking for them to do something that they never do.
Right. Right.
Which I dig, and then even in the end, they give me the middle finger of them meeting on the track. Mm-hmm. Damn it. Stop it. I don't believe that this works.
The only question I had that, and maybe I was drowsy when I was watching it at 1 a.m., so I may have missed something, but I never get the sense of them explaining to me what would have happened if I got a timer and I already knew the person, or I had already met them. What happens?
It's just the next time that you're going to see him.
It's the next time you're going to see him? Okay.
Well, you get the timer, it counts down, and when it reaches the zero mark, you're supposed to meet.
So
you meet the next day.
Meet the next day.
Right. I'm 25. I'm 25, I get the timer, but my soulmate is a girl I went to high school with. What happens then?
Well, presumably her brother has already seen the daughter of the gardener.
Yeah.
So, I mean... And then the next time they see each other, they both ding and whatever.
That's true.
I'm just assuming.
It was just, I mean, that was really the only question I had. And it was one of those things that it doesn't matter. Yeah. but it was the one question that popped up in my head that I couldn't get rid of, and it never answered.
Yeah, that's the thing. So I start watching the movie. My narrative, okay, so this is bullshit. This doesn't work. So then while they're doing the boring bits, and Emma Caulfield doesn't get naked, which she doesn't the whole movie, Deuce.
Mm-hmm. It was disappointing.
I'm sorry.
Tragedy. I expected to see at least a little side boob. I was sorely disappointed.
Nothing.
The entire time that
she is in a camisole a lot.
I know.
I wish she was my orthodontist.
You've seen Buffy, right?
Fix my teeth.
This is the main chick is Anya.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Hottest chick on Buffy, if you don't count Willow. You really can't. I mean, no one's ever going to live up to What's-Her-Face, whose name I can't remember.
Allison
Hannigan. There it is. So the entirety of the movie, I was trying to disprove it, and then I was trying to think a weird... So what if they died? Like, because you got to figure, if the timer's on your wrist, you kind of have a get-out-of-jail-free card for death, assuming the technology works.
Right.
So that one chick who has to wait 80 years or whatever.
43. Until she was 43.
No.
Yeah.
Until she was like 70-something.
But the thing is, though, Stephanie's timer will not go off until she's 43. She was in her 30s. I'm not sure where she was yet. Younger sister or older sister.
Longer than that.
I thought it was a lot longer than
that. No, until she was 43. That's why she had hers removed.
Oh.
That one dude, when Una first brought in her first boyfriend, the first boyfriend at the beginning of the movie, his timer won't go off for 900 days. And he was saying essentially, oh, this actually works out great for me because I have time to finish my PhD and get all this other stuff done.
Yeah,
so this technology, if we follow the logic of this technology, this stuff is a great time saver because you don't have to waste your time on meaningless relationships.
And you know that you're not going to die.
And,
I mean, for me, that would be a bonus.
How do you know you're not going to die, though?
Because presumably, okay, so if you accept that the technology works and it tells you the day before you're going to meet your soulmate and, like, it always works, that if it says 6 years from now I'm going to meet that person, well, I know for the next 6 years I'm not going to die.
Okay.
You're presuming.
So the destiny is that you're going to meet. The destiny's not that person's your soul. I mean, how do you...
That actually gets to a really... An interesting that's question about the end of the movie. Yeah, it kind of gets to the point of the movie.
So is it a self-fulfilling prophecy, or is the technology
is
harnessing the mysteries of life? Not like Molina's Mother Earth. Women have a connection to Mother Earth. Men will never understand. Power to create life.
Oh, my God. That was probably the most sexist episode we've had.
Yeah, it was terrible. And,
I mean, considering this group, that's saying a lot.
Even after the rape episode, you've seen Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
I haven't yet.
Don't watch the U.S. one.
Really?
It's our children's
that's
book
the one
test.
I really wanted to see.
Do not watch it. Watch the foreign one.
It's our children's story test.
Well, why not see the U.S. one?
Because dial it down to way bit.
They dial it way down, and then the last 3 minutes of the movie don't happen in the original. Like, there's a scene, they add like two or three more scenes at the end of the U.S. version that's
Darth
like...
Darth Vader shows up.
It's like...
I believe it.
What am I watching? This character never.
Well, I never read the
acts
novel.
Like this. I've never read the novel either.
Well, it's supposed to be David Fincher, who did the American version of it, did not do justice.
He didn't.
No,
that's it was surprising because he caved it.
They dialed it down to an American audience because the original Swedish version is pretty brutal.
It's a rape fest.
Well, yes, it's
three goddamn rape parties.
Not only that, but they pulled no punches.
It is the rapiest movie we've ever.
It's our children book litmus test. Does this story have less rapes than Girl with the Dragon Tattoo? Then it's a children's book.
is it worse than and I know obviously it's dated for its time, but Clockwork Orange had probably the most rapes. More than that.
More graphic and more brutal rapes.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I'll probably just watch the American version.
Both male and female.
It's there in both of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's there in both of them, but the characters just work better on the screen.
The foreign one is a great mystery. It's a good mystery movie.
And the other one is more...
I haven't seen the American one.
Oh, okay.
I watched it
because of Fincher. I really had no interest in the other one.
American film because true art comes from Europe.
And because the Criterion Collection is free on Hulu.
I'm in a mood now.
Yes. Yes, yeah, that is also true.
That is true. That's why I watched that one thing.
Goodfellas?
No, the other one. Black and White's... not Yojimbo, the other one.
Oh, the Fortress?
No, Seven Samurai.
Hidden Fortress? Seven Samurai. He has a ton of Criterion. Criterioned a lot of his movies.
Yeah, that's because they were all great.
Yep. Yeah, well, they Criterioned Armageddon, though. Come on.
Wait, with Bruce Willis?
Yes.
Yes,
fact.
That is a true fact. They criterioned some of Kevin Smith's stuff.
Some of that's really good.
Some of it.
But not all of it.
Yeah.
Did they criterion Jay and Silent Bob?
No, it was... Dogma?
Dogma?
I think it was Dogma, Clerks, maybe Chasing Amy?
Chasing Amy's worth it. I don't know about Dogma.
Well, Clerks is
The original, if Dogma would have been made with the original script, it would have been worth it.
Big black dicks with pearly white comb, Tony.
Yes.
That deserves to be in the Criterion Collection.
It's great to be back on the show.
Tony, I'm telling you, the pinnacle of human creativity and achievement. If we ever made Space Life, that scene is what we should display. Like, broadcast that into space and let people know we're out here.
Cut scene ready. From Dogma is when the gangbangers come in to the strip club and they're like, hey, we're going to get you. And like the next scene, they just show them all partying. What they cut was Silent Bob jumping up on stage, grabbing the microphone and singing the theme song to Fat Albert. And they all just start singing and dancing, and then they're all buddies. And so, they cut that. Why did they cut that?
I don't know, but if they would have kept that in, you think it would have been Criterion worthy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then they had a big poop monster.
Well, it's true that.
Yeah, that whole sequence.
There was a lot about Dogma that I thought was pretty lame. But
Leonardo da Vinci made a fresco of Dogma that was lost to time. Is disappointing.
All right, so let's talk about acting in this movie.
Emma Caulfield is weird.
The acting is okay.
It is
across the board.
Who plays her sister? Because I feel like it's a person I should remember, but I didn't see this movie again.
Was it her sister's name?
It's that one
Stephanie. Well, Stephanie is her character name, but
Tony, why is the internet at work here? God.
Works just fine right here.
Steph?
Was it Michelle Borth?
Michelle what?
Michelle Borth.
I feel like she was in a good old-fashioned orgy. That's in Netflix queue.
She's on Hawaii Five-0.
Tony, please don't tell me you watch that.
I don't.
I actually was on the other night, and you know what?
Tell Me You Love Me?
Oh! Was she the hot chick in Tell Me You Love Me?
Jamie?
Yes! That's where I've seen her before! Oh, Tell Me You Love Me is great. It's like HBO's first foray into like quasi-porn.
I remember that. I do remember that.
There was wieners. The first episode, you see Adam Scott ejaculate. What?
I don't remember that.
The Adam Scott from Parks and Rec. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Deal with it.
I don't know if I can. Don't know if that's possible.
But all Sonya Walger too. Penny from Lost. Mm. Yeah, she's in my top 10 list.
Who's Penny from Lost?
Penny is
Desmond's girlfriend in that.
You may know her better from The Librarian.
No, I don't.
Man, you are the worst. Man, I don't have that picture of this. I got one saved on my
phone. I remember who Penny is in that show now. I just took it a minute.
Okay, so the acting was all par. I wouldn't say there was nothing notable.
No.
There wasn't even really any notably bad performances. It was all just kind of okay.
Yep.
Everybody read their lines well.
It was certainly acceptable.
It was definitely better than Channing Tatum in Magic Mike. And The only thing notable in any of this was there was a notable lack of bitch face.
There was very little bitch face, even though she was kind of a bitch.
Yeah, she could be.
Because it was kind of
especially creepy at the beginning. Like that first scene where they're like, let's go in and get our time, get your timer and we can see. And he's like, oh, 900 days. That's like, 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, should we, like, hang out? No, don't even think about it. Just go away.
She was kind of bitch-faced, but then she started banging that drummer dude, and she got a lot less bitch-faced.
She did. Banging cures bitch-face.
It does. It really does. I don't know what it is.
It's science.
Banging is the bitch-face panacea. Tweeting that. Backseat producers are dicks.
Sex is the cure for all tension.
So We get to the gist of the movie when she goes to visit her dad, she's like that was weird. Like how she came up. I'm gonna go visit my dad because I'm confused about all this, and he's gone, and I don't really talk to him anymore. So I'm gonna go visit him so he can explain to me what happened.
I'm confused.
Why is my life so confusing?
That was a weird logic.
That whole scene I don't think worked very well.
I didn't have a problem once she was there. I had a problem with her going there.
It was so weird.
Going there made no sense. They needed that scene because a lot happened there that forwarded the story, but they did a really piss poor job of getting her to that place.
I said, they just out of the blue, she decides she wants to go.
Yeah, I'm angry and I'm confused, and I'm going to see my dad. Why I haven't seen him since he left?
It would have been better if she ran.
I was a toddler. Yes,
it would have been better if they ran in. If she ran into him at the grocery store, and they like, oh my god, and she's like, why did you leave? And then he said, well, we need to talk. And then they went to a coffee shop and had the conversation that they had. I would have bought that a whole lot more. That would have been fine with that.
Or a random thing, she called him up and say, hey, meet me at the park and we'll sit on the bench.
Just the fact that she sought him out was the problem. That just didn't make sense to me.
No. Considering all the backstory they had put on that whole relationship with her and her mother.
Yeah.
It did seem pretty incongruent.
Yeah. So she goes and she meets him and she questions why he left. And he's like, hey, I was the one that wanted to try this out in the first place, but we were having problems before. I thought it was going to prove that we were soulmates and everything would be fine.
Turns out,
not so much.
Well, that's kind of the interesting part about that. He is the one, he's doing essentially what she's trying to do. He essentially said, oh, I'm going to get the relationship I'm going to eliminate all the doubt about the relationship.
Right.
And she's trying to do the exact same thing. I'm trying to eliminate all the doubt about my relationships. Boom. Every time she does, it turns it back on.
Yeah. And then that hot blast chick's like, I don't care.
Yeah. I love that. She's like, you know what? I had mine removed. It said,
because I love him anyway.
It said I still had time. You know what? I love him. That's all that matters. I don't care about that this thing says I'm going to meet my soulmate later. I don't care.
That was an interesting subplot that ran through this movie, was that there are people who just don't give a shit about what this thing does.
See, I don't think that's a subplot.
Yeah, I think that's kind of
kind of the point of the story. I think that because the ending sequence shows us that, and what they try to show us is that, look, it depends on if you're going to rely on the technology or are you going to force your feelings to match what the technology did.
Yeah, so is this a self-fulfilling prophecy or
right.
not? I kind of like the whole message of the movie that is, hey, just calm down and live your life. Don't be so obsessed with finding a relationship just to find a relationship. Mm-hmm. Because that's not
really. So we'll just to find the perfect relationship.
I have a friend who is obsessed with getting into a relationship, but that's not the point of a relationship. You right. don't have a relationship with a person. You have a relationship with somebody that you grow into a relationship. You don't get a relationship because you want to go out and find one. That's weird. That's crazy thinking.
Relationship
is something that evolves out of the meeting.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you walk into every meeting with a person of the opposite gender and you're like, man, this person's married material, that's a weird way to go through your life.
You know what? It's not even just about romantic relationships. You can talk about, you can do the same thing with friendships. You go to a meetup group that you're involved in.
So swinger party?
Yeah. And you say, I am going to be friends with that guy.
That bowl.
Now you know how.
No.
Friends after dude, the dude. Writer's meetup.
Yeah. Dudes are like, I'm going to go hang out with that guy right there, and he's going to be my new best friend.
Is it because he was the least weird guy there?
Smallest penis made me feel bigger.
Superman syndrome.
That's right.
This may be easy for me to say because I have never, for the entirety of my adult life, I have never been alone. So it's difficult for me to really criticize because I don't really have a strong position or strong understanding of the other side. But I don't know. That whole thing is crazy to me.
Which thing?
I have to find a relationship.
Yeah.
Whoa, calm down.
You know what? When I dated and things went bad, then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy some time to myself right now because that's what seems best. And it's no sooner do you make that decision. It's normally when
someone shows up
and it's like, fuck, I was going to have some alone time.
As soon as you stop looking, I was going to have some alone time. I was going to save some money.
That's right. I was going to get to play so many video games.
Yeah, I was going to have a severe lack of bitch face.
Well, I think David Lopan summed it all up the best way. We men are total fools.
I don't remember him saying that.
Yes, he did.
I'm going to look this up, Daryl.
Yep.
I believe.
The Lopan?
The Lopan.
The Lopan, yes.
Wow.
Where I did like the message at the end was, you know, are you really romantically attached to this person or are you so hung up on meeting the one that when you meet the person that somebody tells you is the one that you're going to accept that and work to make it work. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yep.
Yeah. I dug that.
You got a tongue, Dave. Yet we all keep trying like fools. All right, I will accept your fool's comment. Tony, I won the Powerball.
Congratulations.
Oh, Melina won $12. Eat it, Tony.
How many tickets did she buy?
I think she only bought like, I don't know what she bought. Not as many as I did.
Did she spend more than $12? I think maybe. That is my question.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't know she was going to buy any at all. Usually she tells me the odds are too bad, although she doesn't know what they are.
Normally Julie has a threshold.
76 million to one.
Yep.
Normally Julie has a threshold.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hey, man, someone's going to win a ball. If everybody had that attitude, nobody would ever win, Deuce.
Oh, God. You got to do Dumb and Dumber. I'm just going to throw it out there.
I am not into that. I saw that movie once. That's all.
And that was enough. You killed too many brain cells.
That's what that line is from.
Yeah.
Tony, are you ready?
Did you win?
Nope. Check my other one. Nope.
I guess you have to come back next week.
316. Results pending. Do you guys not have computers?
If you win, does everybody get a cut on the show?
Nope.
Nah.
We were all.
I expected donations to both Backseat Producers and Sausage Fest.
Nice.
I Sausage feel like Factory these three Fest numbers were the same last week too.
I would have just been like, I expect a donation. Period.
I can't even get to the site right now.
I know. It's kind of overloaded.
I get service unavailable. I get a 503 right now. I can't get to Powerball.com.
Everybody's tired of working. Tony, I don't want to work anymore. You know why I don't want to work anymore? Because I'm tired.
I'm like
almost 30 now, and I'm getting angry and jaded.
You're getting jaded?
Yeah.
Yeah, jaded. Just angry
and jaded.
Yeah, jaded at 30. Tell me your problems.
Yeah.
5, 23, 16, 22, 29, and the Powerball is...
6.
6.
Yeah, I saw it. I got bad news. I didn't win.
I guess no helicopter for you.
Is this the reason you're cynical and jaded?
No,
you can't win the Powerball?
No. You should have had your Powerball be 6.
Yeah.
I mean, that just...
What?
Self-hood.
Your birthday!
I'm not going to play my birthday.
Jesus! What the hell's wrong with you? 29, 6... That's two of the numbers right there. That just makes sense.
29?
That's how old you are.
I'm not playing. Tyler, come on. We can play this game one night. 22 is my dad's football number.
Well, there you go.
I think my brother's 20 years old. No, he's not.
No.
Five. Who doesn't like five?
That's how old Aaron really is.
Oh, really?
Not 23, which is one of the other numbers.
She came downstairs and I asked her if she was looking at colleges. Hey, Melina won more money than I did.
All right, I got nothing else to talk about in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was good. It's worth watching. You have an interesting conversation about self-fulfilling prophecy after it.
I mean, if you have a podcast.
Or if you have a date.
Yeah.
To take to this
movie. I would not take a date to
this. It's a good date movie.
Yeah, I think it's a good date.
Would freak out the date? Like it would make the date all messed up?
Oh, Jesus. That would be horrible.
Be sure to drink plenty of coffee or caffeinated drinks.
When she leaves, she's going to be like, why did he show me that movie?
Yeah.
And then there's a weird expectation. No, that's bad touch.
Get her, that's pretty crazy. That's
get her a watch that counts down.
Whoa. This is for you.
Yeah.
By the way.
Mansion said.
Yeah, but then the joke is you set her for like 2 months out, and then you tell her there's a surprise at the end, and then you fucking dump her. Yes!
You are cynical and cold. Wow.
Not cynical.
It would just cold. It's cold.
But like leave a ring box around and like where she can see it, then like scoop it up. She's like, oh.
Receipts. Gosh,
you shouldn't have seen this. Yeah. And then the receipts. Yeah.
Withdrawal slips for cash for the same amount every 2 weeks.
Yes, yes.
Wow. You have a history as a con man in your future.
Wait, what?
Leave it around lots, the seats.
Lots sleep, and lots of manipulation.
Thank God, that's not cold. That's just plain cruel.
10-plus years. I got a lot of time to think of interesting ways to torture someone.
Someone you really love.
I did that to
me. You always hurt the ones you love.
I got I worked at Deerberg's forever, and I got like one of those 5-year pins or like so many.
Man, you were a lifer.
So, yeah, Jesus, it was terrible. No, I was there for like seven years. I worked there.
My God, you
they gave me one of those pins, and it came in a ring box, and I was like, I got this for you. And then the devastation of her face when she opened it, I was like, score. Like, it could not. Flawless victory.
You're pretty sick, Chubbs.
I know. It's so bad.
I'm surprised you're still married.
It's so bad.
She must have a great sense of humor.
Mm, now she does. Now
she does. You've twisted her enough into your thinking.
Oh, man. She used to tell me, she's like, I don't like the C word. Oh. But as soon as you say that to me, guess what became the principal word in my vocabulary for like 2 years.
Oh, man.
Nonstop. And I broke her. Now she uses it frequently, and I'm like, booyah. That's a victory.
It was called desensitization.
I'm going to write this on my wall and put a gold star next to it. Because I won. That was a battlefield, Daryl. I don't know if you've ever heard that before.
Yes, I have. And I've thrown my nuclear weapons around, too, so.
Whoa.
I've left a few craters.
Oh.
In devastated cities.
So apparently Julie was listening to last week's episode. She's like, so, married guys know all about the bitch face, huh? Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Dudes, just nod.
Hey, who else on the planet would know more about bitch face than married guys?
Yeah.
All right, I guess other chicks, but... Chicks really aren't friends with each other. They're just like buying
There is an assumed...
They're just keeping an eye on each other.
No. See,
weird it's... Weird an eye on each other.
Yeah.
What it is any woman that they feel is more attractive than they are, the assumption is that they're more attractive, but they also have a bitch face.
Bitch face is a powerful motivator. It surrounds us.
Binds us.
Permeates the galaxy.
Bitch face beings are we. Not this crude matter. Oh man, bitch face is going on my top 10 list.
We are going to write a film called Bitch Face.
I'm pretty sure Tarantino is going to want to direct this.
That's fine.
I think he's already directed a version of it.
I hear George Lucas.
We could just be the producers. We can hire Kevin Smith to write it.
Yeah,
but make him write a good movie. get Tarantino to direct it.
Yeah, I'd hold out for Guillermo del Toro. Then we can have really weird stuff happen.
No, we don't need weird stuff because we got bitch faces.
Yeah, bitch faces.
But the thing is, it would be an artistic bitch face.
The thing is,
what
the
if
thing is
we went to a strip club?
Ooh, yeah. In fact, this new movie, Bitch Face, a new dimension in horror.
The thing is, would we
bitch
have
Bitch Face
to...
meets Strip Face. Stripper Face is weird.
Like off-center, a little cocky.
Off-center, there's just so much like shame and anger.
Behind that cold smile.
That's the smile of broken dreams.
Yeah. That's the smile of, I've made some mistakes.
And keeping on doing it, too.
Unlike everybody else, you know exactly what they are.
But I'm up here, and you're down there, and you can't touch
you're
this.
You're giving me money.
Yep. So who's the greater fool? You are.
Because I'm paying some chick to be naked.
All right. Next week, Fooly Cooly.
Prepare to laugh.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Peace.